last time, it seems Sigrathur got herself into quite the predicament staying to fight off the gravediggers. But was it all worth it? Do Catalina, Cormac, and Nostroy have the opening they need to take over the gravediggers? Or will this tale take yet another turn? Last time on Corsairs of Castile. Sigrathur got her face kicked in after she kicked in a lot of faces. That's the recap. Word tapestries. But what actually happened is we had some nice scenes, and then you guys have started enacting your plan. Lena and Sigrathur went to fight and be a distraction for the gravediggers, and they did spectacularly well until Sigrathur went into a blood rage and stayed behind to fight 27 guys alone, I think. And all things considered, she still did pretty well, I think.
Yeah, it's what she do.
My headcanon is that she won.
All right. So, Nostroy, Cormac, and Catalina, and Friar Lewis in disguise. What does Friar Lewis look like right now? Like, what, how... Actually, no, we'll do this in character. So, how are we going to get rid of Friar Lewis when... I curse Magnus? Magnus? Like, we'll have a spare guy around, and then he'll just disappear when we go in the...
By the time you need to do the curse, he needs to look like Magnus. But for now, he can just look like anybody. I don't know.
No, I get that, but we have some people from the Duke's Rebellion that are coming with us. So we'll have, like, a group of 5 of us?
Yep.
And then it'll just drop down to 4. Are we assuming that this guy does not know what's going to happen?
We are going to have to separate ourselves from some people of the Duke's Rebellion for a little bit, just long enough to... Maybe what we do... Oh, here is. Me... Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
Cormac.
Not Cormac. Cormac, I know your name. The other one. The one with the squids.
Friar Lewis.
Friar Lewis! We'll...
Yes, I am Friar Lewis. I thought we were good friends, Nostroy.
We'll sneak off at some point, you know, like, oh, I heard the noise from this way. We run down. We ice the leader of the gravediggers and then fill in Magnus and, you know, then... Basically, we can hide at that point, you know. We don't even have to be there when you actually do the whole cursing.
Right, we just have to make sure the Duke's Rebellion is there.
Yeah.
But after we kill Magnus, then we need to get to where Lena and Sigrathur are fighting the gravediggers so that the whole cursing thing is a bit of a spectacle, no?
That is what I thought we were doing.
No, I think we'll curse him here. He'll get cursed here, I think.
I thought we were cursing him in front of some gravedigger so that they...
accepted him as theirs.
I assume he's not alone, I guess? Hang on, out of game. I did not assume that we were going to somehow try to, like, drag his carcass all the way across town and curse him elsewhere. Is that what we're doing?
No, you're burning it, remember?
No, I thought you were killing him.
Yes.
No, you're killing Magnus.
And then
burning him.
Right, I understand that. I get that, yep. But then after that, I was not under the impression that we were going to, like, drag him to the town square and do this.
No, we're, like, chasing him to the entrance where Lena and Sigrathur are, and then cursing him in front of an audience. Right?
They are not at the entrance, are they? They're like in the middle of town someplace, ain't they?
They're pretty...
There's an entrance there. That's where the gravediggers are coming out of, right?
She's just saying the entrance. She's not saying us specifically.
Okay.
She's saying the general populace.
Sure.
And, yeah.
Sorry. Yes.
And by entrance, she means entrance to the catacombs, not entrance to the town.
Yes. Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
So kill Magnus, switcheroo with Friar Lewis. Chase fake Magnus, a.k.a. Friar Lewis, to more public place, like entrance to the catacombs.
Mm-hmm.
Catalina curses him. He'd become Squid Monster.
Yep.
End scene.
Yep.
So, one quick idea for our plan. Instead of chasing him out, why don't we capture him and then have him swear loyalty to me and then be like, no, I won't do that. And then we can be like, well, I curse you then. That way, like, it's not just, like, offhandedly chasing him down and, like, you know?
Feels
that make
more
sense?
Formal?
Not more formal, but, like, we won. Like, we've captured you and, like, you have to give in or not. And then we can be, like, he can, like, spit in our eye and then we can show that we're not to be messed with.
Okay, I can get behind that.
I'm totally down for this plan, mostly. So mostly me and Cormac's role, and to a lesser extent, Friar Lewis, I'm going to assume you are not super down with the idea of straight murdering a guy.
I mean, I'm not super happy about it, but it is what it is. You know, like...
I'll tell you when to cover your eyes with tentacle.
Thank you, Brother Nostroy.
Do this. Just cover eyes with tentacle. Do not listen to the screaming.
All right, let's get going then. So you guys are able to find the meetup place where you meet up with Amira from the Duelist Guild. Not Duelist Guild, Duke's Rebellion. So you meet Amira. She looks nondescript on purpose, like most of the people in the Duke's Rebellion have when you've seen them not, like, mingling with each other. Nostroy knows this especially well since seeing their production where they just kind of, like, walked out of the crowd kind of thing and then could blend right back in. Wearing, you know, traditional garb, suit, or not suit, pants, shirt, a small sash of color, as is the Castilian way, but nothing overly loud and ornate that would draw too much attention to her. Hello, are you Nostroy and the rest?
That's us.
Hang on.
I am Cormac O'Rourke.
No. I want everyone to realize she knew my name, but she did not know your name. She knew my name, but she did not know your... It's okay.
Now she's been introduced to the one and only Cormac O'Rourke. Well, probably not only. There's a lot of... Anyway, the Cormac O'Rourke.
And I am the Nostroy, the one that can make fire puppets. This is Cormac. He has a sword.
And magic.
Can you do magic?
Yes, it's just... I'm a little embarrassed about it. It's not flashy like yours. It's kind of the opposite, actually. Okay, I can vanish.
I could give you firecrackers.
Okay, but now I'm really curious what your magic is, though.
Who's saying this? The Castilian?
Yeah.
I can vanish. People can't find me if they're looking for me.
I can do that too. It's called hiding?
No, but like magically they can look for me and be really good at it and not find me. When I describe it this way, it sounds dumb, but...
Quick question though. How do you know that it's working and it's not just they're bad at finding you?
Well, I'm here now, aren't I? And I've had a lot of people after me.
Have you though? Have they been good at looking though? Or were they, like, after you, like, you know, like, I have a nephew, he likes to play hide and seek, he's really bad at it, but I'm after him in it. You know, I can see his legs under the curtain, but I'd rather just...
luck. I can mend ships, is that concrete enough for you?
Again?
Do you have a ship that needs mending?
Again? Carpentry. It's a thing that exists.
I guarantee I can do it faster than... your dad doing carpentry.
Yostroy's just looking confusedly between the two of them, and then just goes, all right, are we done? Can we go? Or are we? Do you need to keep talking about hide and seek?
Yes, fine. Let's go.
I'm just saying, I don't believe his magic.
Cool. Let me tell you something for sure. If we need to hide, I'm really bad at it. I'm just big and I stick out like a sore thumb, so... I can't even, this is whispering for me. This is it. Yeah, it's all down. I've never hidden in my life.
Why did you come on the stealth part of this? There was a fight.
Oh, I'm not good at fighting.
So are you the, like, jester for this new court that we're making?
Kind of. Let's go with yes. The less you know, the more yes. Let's just go with yes.
All right, I guess. All right, make me some rolls for how you guys are approaching, going through these tunnels.
Okay, now I have a thought on this, and you can tell me if this is bad. My thought is that subtlety is for the weak, and we go in, like, loud. So it's just, like, we go in by catching the front door on fire, and then just running, basically, in the hopes that getting there quicker is better than getting there slower. Does that make sense?
If that is how you want to handle it, that is up to you and Caitlin.
It does.
It is not a wholly bad idea. Like, I'm not going to say you're going to fail because you did this. It'll change things, obviously.
Well, you know something. Okay, so our plan was we needed to get the three of us, not including Catalina, to Magnus before the rest of the Duke's Rebellion, right? So,
right.
So this wouldn't necessarily be a bad means of doing that, like, rush in ahead of them.
And then get separated, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what you could do is, like, I'm like, not for me to play my, you know, not for me to backseat PC you guys. You could have it where Cormac distracts Amira by, like, being like, I'm gonna cast my hide magic.
Well.
And does showmanship, and then the other one, like.
We're just looking at a door right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're to set the scene, you guys are, like, meeting in, like, a small ruined building that's, like, a little bit away from the door that she says, like, when we enter the cellar here, you can go down. There's, like, a door to the thing.
I think I would have to wait until I saw what was actually going on, because right now I would just say we walk in and we'll see what happens, you know? Like, I don't know if there's anything to sneak past if everyone's gone, until there is someone to sneak past.
Right, because they are drawn off, and that's kind of the point.
Right. If there's, like, one guy, well, that's, you know, whatever. If there's 50 guys, that's going to be a different approach. So I'd say for now, though, walk in sneakily.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. So you guys head down, you crawl into this grimy cellar that looks in disrepair. You see Amira move aside some boxes that are cleverly over, like, a trapdoor, and you open it up and hop down, and you are in the tunnels. The tunnel you are in is smaller than the one you were in before. Before, you were, like, in a main thoroughfare where they'd, like, cart bodies through, so it had to have, like, a side room for a horse and wagon. You are in, like, a single-person tunnel now. There are cutouts in the stone for bodies to be laid. A quick glance shows some of them full, but not all of them. The place is not overflowing with the dead, but it's also far from empty.
Hey, Nostroy.
Yes?
This one looks like you. What, a few years younger?
Both Amira and Catalina laugh.
It's not my fault I look like a skeleton on legs, alright? Been cursed, you know? It's the curse, it's not like I wake up and decide.
Cormac turns around to Amira and Catalina and winks.
You see Friar Lewis has, like, a very, like, stern-looking face. Like, you can tell he's trying not to laugh.
Not to smile. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, Cormac? That was
20. I know. What do we see besides corpses?
It is very dimly lit, so it is hard to see in here. You see corpses, the tunnels extend either way. Amira goes, we need to go to the right, deeper in. That should be the way to Magnus's area, if we are correct, or if our source is correct. And she gives you the layout plans. As you approach the first intersection, you do see some guard patrol still going around. You see a couple guys walk by with lanterns just talking to each other. Nothing really important. Yeah, they're not really talking about anything important as they're moving. They don't seem to be in a hurry at this point. Narratively, you probably still have a little bit of time before everything hits the fan outside, so you guys can wait and hold off and wait to see if people run off.
Oh, I see.
Because you guys tried to time it so it won't be, like, forever, but you aren't completely unhidden where you're at, you know? And you're trying to time things in an age that does not have cell phones where you can be like, go now, send.
Oh, no, I get ya. So, would we from here have a basically, like, a pretty clear direction to get to Magnus's, like, chamber?
Yes.
Do we want to wait maybe a minute or two and then take them out non-lethally and then move on?
How's about the three of us, me, Cormac, and Steve? This is Steve. He is also our friend. He will most likely not make it through this.
You see, Friar Lewis looks like he looks very attractive. You guys tried to get him to be someone who was a little bit less attractive, but he took his shot, you know? He's not looking like a squid man for a little bit, and Got a very nice beard, chiseled jaw, looks very strong. He looks like a big dude still because he is a very tall squid monster. But he's also wearing a bright or like a pretty vibrant red shirt and like some black pants.
He's a red shirt.
Wait, are we on a secret mission with a guy wearing neon colors?
No, he's a red shirt from Star Trek is what I was doing.
No problems with this. Is fine. So the three of us, we can go forward, maybe knock out the guards and kind of make the pathway to Magnus a little bit easier.
I agree. We shall do this as the prophet wills. I'm totally not going to die.
Take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy on the prophet stuff. We've been over these.
As the prophet might will.
So, my goal here is not at all to sneak. If anything, my goal is to make a really big mess in between us and the door to Magnus's place so we have time to kill Magnus. Preferably what I'd like to do is light the ceiling on fire and make like a small cave-in somewhere so it's like hard to get to Magnus's place.
You can collapse a wall into being, explode a wall into being.
Yeah. Understand, I'm not saying like destroy the whole area, just like a flaming beam across the passage somewhere.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So give me aim and finesse.
Okay. This is the part where I have to play the game.
So I have a power that goes on for a scene. How would a scene work in us traveling through?
Well, this would be a scene.
The travel montage, mm-hmm. like the traveling. Okay.
Think of it like in a
movie. And then getting to Magnus's chamber would be a scene.
I think it's like when you'd cut to something else in a movie, you know?
Okay. I'm trying what to is time.
Your power? Why don't you read me your power it? And then I will.
I can activate a glamour that gives luck to someone, and so they get an extra die to add to their rolls. I think it stays at the number that they roll it, but they get that for the rest of the scene. So I'm trying to figure out when I should do that so that
it's I would say this whole thing is I would consider like a scene, you okay. know, like it's when we like break, you know, or there's like a time skip and you're not really time skipping here.
Okay. I would like to use my mad luck glamour magic that nobody believes I have. And
it's not nobody, it's just Amira.
So I get to roll a die, which all my children have lost. 4. That's okay. So I'm going to give that to Nostroy, and so for the rest of the scene, Nostroy is always going to add a 4 to every roll that he does.
So you have an extra, you have an extra die.
Just a static 4, basically, all the time.
A static 4, yeah.
Cool.
So you can add, you have a die of 4 to add to your pool every time.
Awesome. So I rolled 4 successes. So can I kind of say what I think happens here?
Yes.
So like the three of us start sneaking and like Neostroy like stage whispers, "All right, be very careful." And like we're walking through and the minute we like get to the first intersection, it's like there's guards with their backs to us, but I, like, look up and see something flammable. And I'm just like, ah, they caught us, and he just shoots fire straight up in the air, and we just run.
I give you the look of the inish, and that's what you do.
We, like, look back, and there's, like, a board across, perfectly separating them, and I'm like, yes.
Oh, okay, fine.
So, yeah, you fire this, and you all quickly sprint. It catches some moss on fire, and, like, it quickly spreads. You aimed it like that one in a million shot where you're like, you just shot up what you thought was flammable, but it happened to be like a rotting board that immediately like breaks under the strain. The board comes down and is now on fire. There's like a small cave-in as these guys leap back and are kind of hit by this in varying degrees. You hear Amira, now how are we supposed to get through?
I'm already running, you know? This is like, oh gosh, oh no, you guys are on your own. Like, we're going.
Is he always like this? Yeah, pretty much. I mean, normally he lights people on fire, so maybe this is an improvement? I'm not sure.
We'll circle around. That path over there should lead you around. Be careful, be sneaky, and we'll meet back up with you in a few minutes.
And if only I had some magic to hide me, you know, maybe I could make it, but...
Okay, that one, I gave Nostroy some luck. and see what that did. It's...
All of your magic seems very unprovable, and that seems
It's going to keep going, so, you know, it's a longevity thing. It's not a one-and-done thing, you know? And
I'm just saying.
You guys are having this whole conversation. You turn around and look down the hallway, and Yostroy's literally skipping, just like shooting magic fire off. Like,
oh, da,
you da, see da, these da, two da. Guys like half buried up next to like them as they're talking. Like,
we'll catch up with you later, boy.
All right, you guys sprint down the hall as Amira and Catalina begin to make their way around a different path. Cormac, make me. I want to notice. And what would, like, memory be? Wits? Notice and wits. Give me notice and wits.
Okay.
Nostroy, did you add an extra die when you rolled your aim check or no?
No, but I mean, I rolled four successes, you know?
No, I'm marking on the sheet.
Oh.
Cormac, make sure to roll an extra die for being the first time this scene.
So notice and wits?
Mm-hmm.
Five. Okay.
Does your magic cost a hero point?
No, it's just I activate this glamour.
I thought activating glamour took a point.
I think activating magic in general costs a hero point, yeah.
Okay. Then
that seems way too strong for you just to be able to do every scene.
No, I thought it was like a session, but I guess the hero points is what manages that. So I'm at zero. Okay. Two successes.
Okay. Through this, you are able to navigate yourself pretty well with the map that Amira had and, like, the directions you were given, like, where to find it. With this, you, when you're about halfway there, you just notice people sprinting past, like, groups of guards as you guys are going quickly. You would think you would be noticed, but these people are way too in a hurry to even begin to see you.
Okay, so we're just people running along with other people running, basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you guys are still, like, off, like, you were going in different directions. That's a little odd. You're, like, crossing the path of a lot of these people.
Yeah.
But they are paying absolutely no attention to you, where it's, like, you'll, like, stop, and they'll just, like, sprint by a corner, and you'll be like, all right, continuing on.
I just like the idea of doing the thing where we're, like, holding our hands up next to our faces and just, like, looking down.
Pretty much.
Yostroy is just like holding a bone, like, I'm one of you.
Bones for everyone.
He's just got a shovel, like, just digging nothing, you know?
We do bones.
I think there's one time where, like, some people, like, are running past, and, like, Nostroy just, like, freezes up, and, like, Cormac, like, grabs him, like, he's, like, carrying a corpse. And they're just like, yeah, seems legit, and keep running.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much.
That actually works really well because Yostroy looks like a corpse, so yeah.
Right, as we established by Cormac.
Yostroy doesn't want to get put down. He's just like, no, this is better. I like this better. My legs are very tired.
All right, you guys make it to the office of Magnus. The door is closed, but, you know, you can hear some shouting in the room to someone. What do you do?
So, I just want you to know, I could light this room on fire. Feels pretty harsh. I don't know who's in there. Before we light it, it feels like we should find out who's in there before we light it on fire.
Probably. Oi. The problem is, I don't, if we don't need to kill other people in there, I'm not super a fan of that.
Your listening makes it sound like he's giving orders to someone, if that changes your decision.
Just a guy that works for the Gravediggers.
Because they're known for being really egalitarian.
Yeah, but
in general.
We're going to be allying with them soon.
Yeah, because Neostroy is known for being really egalitarian. Oh, wait, okay, wait. I just look at Cormac and I go, okay, I got it. This is where you need to understand the weight of a performer. So, Yostroy looks over at Friar Lewis and goes, kick the door down. I obviously cannot kick the door down.
Does he have to roll to kick the door down?
I mean, yeah.
I guess I should have asked Cormac to kick the door down, but she described Friar Lewis as huge. It feels appropriate.
He does.
So once the door's kicked down, Yostroy walks in just like, sprouting flames from his hands and looks at whoever the underling is and just goes, "You should leave."
Make an intimidate roll.
Yeah, there we go.
With your four.
Those I'm good at.
You have the four from Caitlin. You get an extra die for being your first time doing an intimidate, and get an extra one for having Friar Lewis set you up.
I'm out of dice.
Well, then you should probably do well.
So I'll add a four to one of these, and I can reroll one because I have a skill. Four successes.
So, you have Friar Lewis. You say kick down the door, and this is a heavy wooden door. He just goes up and kicks it, and it cracks in the center and, like, explodes outward as you walk in going, "You should leave." And you see the henchman faints. Just turns pale as a sheet and just whoop.
Yostroy looks like a little bit like the wind's taken out of his sail as he's realizing that his big spell thing does AoE damage.
I'm sorry.
And he's just like, "Ah!" and just shoots a fireball.
he passes out, but in a way where he lands next to Nostroy. He was a tall guy, lands forward on his face.
It's just 12. I mean, it's just like an AoE of 12 feet. I don't think there's a way to justify that this guy who is standing next to him. It just means I can't do my big spell. It's okay. I'm just going to do a regular attack.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to take your thunder.
No, it's okay. It's just funny.
If it makes you feel better, I did the same thing to Caitlin in like episode like 4, where she's like, "Oh, we could pay for this with like fixing boats." And I'm like, "Why would I want that? No."
And I'm like, "I have a superpower in fixing boats. Let me do this."
Anyway, shoot that fireball. Roll me an attack.
Oh, I can reroll one dice. Woo! I get four successes.
So you do this, and Magnus is like, "Who are?" And then just like gets hit in the face with a fireball.
No!
In pain.
Neostray just looks at Quarterback and goes, "Okay, I'm done. That's all I can do. This is on you now."
So he's alive and on fire.
Yeah, he's on fire, and like, he looks around for someone to yell at someone to, like, stop you guys, and he sees, like, his guard on the floor, passed out, and, like, he just kind of, like, is on fire, is screaming, doing this mental calculation. What is Cormac doing while he's...
While he's on fire? I think Cormac draws his sword and, like, goes up to him and is like, "I'm Cormac O'Rourke, and I'm the last person you're going to meet." He, like, tries to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, slices throat.
Do weaponry. You guys are horrifying.
We came in here to assassinate him.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm just scared of you guys.
Would that be finesse, brawn?
I want to say panache.
Panache? Okay, yeah.
Panache and weaponry. Like, you were very much selling him on being afraid as he dies.
Yeah.
For Cormac, it's not enough that you die. You must fear him.
Fear
before.
Him as you die. That's three successes.
Alright, so easily enough, you are able to skewer this guy. You go up to him, ignoring the fire, you grab him with one hand, and you take your sword with the other, and say your line, and slice his neck, and then drop him on the ground as he continues to burn and smolder.
Yostroy runs up and is just like patting out the fires. He's like, "Okay, we gotta hide the body. We gotta hide the body right now. We gotta hide the body."
Well, we need to burn it. We need to let it burn a little bit. No?
Oh, right. We should just burn the body and your story just toast it. Opposite. You're right. Just burn it. He's just, like, kicking the body into a corner, burning it, kicking it into the corner.
I think we drag it into, like, a catacomb slot and the easiest one for the two of us to get it into. And get in there. I guess Friar Lewis can help us.
Just like a charred body. We're just flinging it into a hole. Just like toasting it.
That was the plan.
He looks over at Friar Lewis and goes, "We would never do that to you. Just so you know."
Nostray, I have to say, I am a little disappointed. At no point did you tell me to cover my eyes. I saw the whole thing. It was horrifying.
That's true. Let that be a lesson in brutality. I met my god. She was really bad. Anyways, all right, turn into this guy.
All right, so you see him morph into this guy. But because Friar Luce is very big, you see him, it looks good, and then the guy is standing on a box.
Because the guy is short.
The guy is short.
So the illusion...
the illusion makes a box for him to stand on.
That's gonna get really weird when we have to chase you out of here or drag you out of here.
Narratively, it'll be fine.
Well, then I guess we just need to hide. Like, we just should kind of be scarce.
The Duchess and Amira, no?
Hmm?
We need to catch up with the Duchess and Amira.
Oh, yeah, I guess we can just capture you now.
Yeah, and we could just wait here, like, be like, and stand outside the room so they don't see it's all burned and scorched and see the other guy.
Yeah, maybe we wait outside of here. We just wait right outside of here.
Just chilling, have me arms tied, you know, that kind of thing.
Can you just make it look like your arms are tied with that bracelet? Try to make it look like your arms are tied.
Oh, that's a good idea. He does that.
I like to think that narratively it makes it a little bit easier on the bracelet because he can just tie himself up with one of his tentacles.
All right, so some time passes and Amir and Catalina show.
As time's passing, Neostroy looks over at Corbin and just goes, "That was pretty cold, by the way." I heard that. Like, it wasn't a show. No one could hear that but him. Like, that was just for him.
I'm fairly sure you're the one who taught me that even a show for one person is worth it.
I'm just saying, like, dang.
I intend to be remembered, and I think he's not
alive. He can't remember you! He's dead!
Oi was the last thought he had, and you'll remember it. That's important.
You know, that's a fair point. I'm not going to forget the part where you cut his burning throat and went, "You're the last thing," or "I'm the last thing you see." I'm going to write that down. That's going in one of my plays for children.
Oh, am I going to be famous?
Yeah, I've been working on the character that kidnaps and eats children to scare them, and I think you'd make a great inspiration.
Cormac swats him.
Just say, you know, the art imitates life.
So Amir and Catalina show up. So why did you do that to have us run around? We could have all gone together, but I guess it doesn't matter that I'm here. Like, you've already captured Magnus, the jerk.
You're welcome.
I mean, I wanted to stab him. He could have resisted. But no, you get to have all the fun. Old skeleton man.
Stabbing people isn't necessary. You know, violence should not be our first choice. We should really choose diplomacy and learning to work together over cold-blooded murder.
I'll never bow to you. Scallywags.
Scallywags, you know, so I just kind of like looks at him like, nice ship lingo.
Let's get going.
You seem like you'd be called Corsairs of Castile or something like that. So you guys are able to drag him, and anyone who sees you, you can threaten their boss. You are able to make it to the front, where there are a lot of guys milling about and looking upset and angry, where you throw Friar Luce down.
I elbow Catalina and say, "Good luck, Duchess," because I assume she's about to make a speech.
Are you going to give me, like, some magic, then?
Neostroy lights his fingers on fires and goes, "I could burn you to, like, get your energy up."
Hard pass. All right, so she throws down. "We have defeated you, gravediggers. Especially you, Magnus. An imposter sits on the throne. My father is dead. I am the true ruler and duchess and heir of this kingdom."
Dukedom.
Duchy.
"Nobody asked you."
Neostroy's slapping at Cormac like, "Don't. Not the time for notes." But you're right. We'll talk to her about it later.
Go big or go home, I guess.
"This city has been under siege by too many factions. Whether they are the nobles, whether they are
people coming to destroy and take and steal, as the bog lurchers are, or whether they are the own people. We are here to set that right. So Magnus, you can either bow to me, or you will bow to me. I will never bow. So be it. Then I curse thee.
When she says that, Nyostre makes like a big like, foof.
Nice and Cormac fireworks. Disappears. A big foof goes and smoke billows. And when it is gone, you see Friar Lewis in his normal squid form standing there. And all the gravediggers are like, So, do you yield? I think the gravediggers are happy to serve, Duchess. And Friar Lewis bows down on one knee. And you see the ranks of the gravediggers just being kind of like, Yep, we're good with this. We are very good with being subservient. All right, you now answer to me. Magnus, you will still be somewhat in charge. You have a good air quotes operation here. You seem to manage it well, I will say. But I will be in charge. You will answer to me, and we are done with the robbing of the poor. We will find better uses for your talents.
All hail, Cortelina! True Duchess.
Oh, the gravediggers are just like, all hail! Woo! Please don't curse us! That looks scary! They're very quick to like jump on, like, they don't follow anyone's lead. They do not want to be a scary squid monster.
End scene.
Lena, you are sprinting away from this large gathering. A little bit before this speech happens. Make me an athletics and brawn roll real quick, actually.
Okay. I was not actually expecting to roll today, so let me pull up my sheet. Two raises.
So you are 3-4 streets away when you notice that it is just you, Mark, and Victor. Oh, I think we have lost them.
I think that you are right. I do not hear and I do not see them anymore.
Also, well, hold up. Wasn't there... Where's Sigritha?
I thought she was behind us.
I do not know where she went. I was too focused on your radiant beauty.
Okay, we need to turn around then, because we need to make sure that she's okay.
That is completely fair.
I think you guys know this area a little bit better than I do. Let's go a little bit of a different way to get back, just in case we are still potentially being followed.
That is a great idea. We can also get onto the roofs to see what is happening.
Perfect.
So you guys quickly climb back up. And it takes a little bit more time because you're like getting up on the roofs and like being somewhat stealthy because you don't want to get caught because you are worried. You get back there just in time to see the speech from Catalina, but there is no Sigritha to be seen. Good news is there's no body. Bad news is there's no Sigritha.
Okay, so we're up on top of the rooftop, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just for the heck of it, is there anything from the rooftop that I could see that would give me any hints to where she might have gone? Any runes that she cracked and left behind or are going in a certain direction? And I would love to roll, if you would like, with notice and, I don't know, wits? That makes sense?
Wits make sense. Yeah, do notice and wits. I'm cool with that.
Okay, that's two raises with one left over.
So you, this is one of those Coney moments where the answer is no, but not because you rolled poorly.
That's fine.
What you are able to see is you see where you think she likely was. You see a lot of blood. You see a lot of bodies like in a circle where you're like, this seems like something she would do. But that is all you're able to get out of it.
Okay, this is a weird question. Well, maybe not so weird. Okay. You said there's, like, bodies and blood. Is there any indication that someone was dragged from that area? Because there's...
Yes, you would see that, yep. Yeah. That is a fair question. Yes, you see that they were dragged, but very quickly the tracks of that are, like,
dispersed and hard to see as people are milling about.
Okay. So, yeah, it I don't even need a direction, but it looks like...
Yeah, you would have a trail that you could maybe follow, but it would be difficult.
And DM note, please don't do that this second, like, meet up with your friends.
Oh, no. I'm planning on that.
Okay.
Lena turns to the two gentlemen beside her. I think we might have a problem. I've got the bad feeling about what happened to Sigrithr.
Yes, me too. It seems she's not dead, at least not dead here. So maybe we go see if the gravediggers know anything. It looks like your friends are in control now, so...
Yes, I would be very curious if maybe some of these gravediggers that she was fighting took her somewhere. So, yes, let's go meet up with everyone else and see if they can tell us anything.
All right. You guys all meet up, but we are going to flash over to Sigrithr. Sigrithr wakes up, and she is sitting in a lavish garden that you know very well. It is a garden you have patrolled many times. It is the Duke's Garden. There are rose bushes around. There is a small fountain that you are sitting next to. And next to you sits the Duke. He's a little bit more portly of a man. He's got a nice mustache, no beard. He's got a slightly receding hairline, but mostly a little salt and pepper now. So, Sigrithr, how have you been?
Well, I must be dreaming, because this is not possible.
What are you talking about? We are sitting here, my friend.
We saw you murdered?
I do not know what you are talking about. That sounds like a dream, but that is why I implore you, so I am not murdered. You are one of the best fighters I've ever met. You even have impressed the Duelist Guild here, which is no small feat.
Sigrithr is going to subtly, like, pinch herself. She wants to figure out try to see if this is a dream or not.
I would say it does not hurt.
Does not hurt.
Which is weird. You know, like, you did something to cause yourself pain, and it is not painful. And not for lack of trying.
Now, if I punch myself and it doesn't hurt, does that make me weak or strong?
Both. Simultaneously. So you're able to infer something weird is happening, because the last thing you remember was fighting a bunch of people.
Do I seem beat up? Do I seem to have any battle wounds?
You seem fine, from what you can tell.
What was the last thing he said?
You're one of the best fighters I've seen. Make me a wits and notice check.
In 5 dice, that was actually 3 successes, or 3 raises.
This feels like a cross between a dream and a memory to you. Things that the Duke is saying to you is very similar to things he said to you while he was alive. But he's also actively responding to what you were saying. But if you were to guess, piecing everything together, you're like, I'm probably unconscious. Like, this is probably something that's happening in my head.
Okay. Oh, that's my mistake. I must have been dreaming.
So it's not a problem. So it is a beautiful day. I'm glad that you joined me out here for a little bit and not on duty. I appreciate getting to know you, getting to know my bodyguards. You all are so interesting and unique, and part of the reason why I like having you guys around. Have you heard that Cormac has started introducing himself to people? He's got a little slogan, if you will.
Yeah, it's a bit funny because he introduces himself and then says, "You may have heard of me." But if he does that to the same person twice, then of course they've heard of him because he just introduced himself to them.
I'm sure it's just a phase. It'll probably be a couple of months and then he'll be on to his new fad. But I wanted to get to know you, Sigrithr. We've talked some, but... I've been wondering about lately. You seem to be someone who relishes a good fight, but what are you actually fighting for? Like, I know why Nostra is here. I know why Lena is here. Cormac is very obvious why he is here. But
You seem different.
What? What's appropriate style for a duke? Would it be your grace?
That's fine.
Okay. Well, to be honest, your grace, I do it for the challenge of it. I want to find an opponent that can beat me. Not that I want them to beat me, but I like the challenge of fighting.
That is well and good, but this doesn't seem like the line of work to find a worthy opponent for that. The people that will come for me will not be strong duelists coming for a fair fight. They will be assassins in the night. They will be armies. They will be kidnappers. They will be things like that. They won't be someone who says, I challenge you for your life. Pick your best warrior. That is the stuff that happens in Nostroy... Well, someone like Nostroy stories. I don't think I've ever heard of a happy story from him. He seems very troubled, but...
Yeah, his stories are very, very interesting most of the time.
I like the idea that they just sit around and neg us.
He wasn't negging Cormac. He was saying, like, here's a new thing he does. It's cute.
Well, I also don't just fight just for the challenge. I also like fighting for lack of a better word, the honor of it. Fighting for righteous causes, whatever that may mean. It's hard to know what it means, but I like fighting for a purpose, and being in your guard is a great purpose. And if I can also find a great fight while I'm here, that's awesome. If not, then it'll find me eventually.
Well, I appreciate you thinking this is a great service, but again, though what you do is honorable, I don't think the people you will fight will be honorable. And I am glad you are here, Sigritha. As I said, you are the best fighter I've met. But think about what motivates you more than just a fight, because there must be more to being here than just for the honor and the battle of it. And as he finishes these words and they echo in your mind, you it slowly fades out, and you wake up tied to a chair, feeling blood caked on your face, everything hurting a little bit, with a man in a hood standing there. We are the Cultus Felce, and you are here to answer for your crimes against this city. And that is where we will end.
Ooh.
Using my own frickin' faction that I made against me.
Hey Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Kestiel. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.